You're with SBS Radio.
Sumasa ilalim sa matinding pressure si Pangulong Donald Trump mula sa dalawang partido sa Estados Unidos na ikondena ang Saudi Arabia sa pagpaslang sa Saudi journalist na si Jamal Khashoggi. Habang naghahandang ilabas ni Ginoong Trump ang ulat ukol sa pagkamatay ni Khashoggi, sinabi ng mga leader ng partidong Democrat na hindi maaaring maging bahagi ng Saudi cover-up ang Pangulo. Ito ang ulat ni Gareth Boram na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Anim na linggo pagkatapos ang pagpaslang sa Saudi journalist na si Jamal Khashoggi sa Saudi Consulate sa Istanbul, kinumpirma ni Donald Trump na binigay na ng Turkey ang audio tape ng insidente. Ngunit ayon sa panayam ng Pangulo sa Fox News, hindi niya pinakinggan ang mga karumal-dumal na bahagi ng recording at hindi daw ito kailangan.
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on the tape without having to.
And what happened?
It was very violent, very vicious, and terrible.
Tinanong din si Ginoong Trump kung nagsisinungaling daw ba ang prinsipe ng Saudi na si Mohammed bin Salman sa kanya ukos sa kaalaman niya ukos sa pagpatay.
I don't know. You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
Do you just live with it because you need him?
Well, will anybody really know? All right. Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we do have an ally and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
Ngunit, habang umiiwas si Ginoong Trump, ukol sa kanyang magiging reaksyon sa ulat na ilalabas sa 20 ng Nobyembre, mas lumalakas ang alinlangan ng mga politiko ukol sa kanyang sasabihin. Saad ni Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff sa ABC, dapat bilisan ni Ginoong Trump ang pagkondena niya sa ginawa ng Saudi Arabia.
The president needs to listen to what our intelligence community has to say, what our best professionals' assessment is, and it's vitally important that this administration not allow itself to become part of any Saudi cover-up, any cover-up of the Crown Prince's involvement.
Sa konklusyon ng U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, ang prinsipe ang nag-order ng pagpatay. Bago nakuha ang recording, sinabi ni Ginoong Trump na ang konklusyon daw na ito ay very premature. Ngunit sa ngayon, winarningan na ang Pangulo ng malalapit niyang kakampi ukol sa pagpanig niya sa mga leader ng Saudi. Saad ni Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, hindi dapat pinagkakatiwalaan ang prinsipe.
He is going to be the face and the voice of Saudi Arabia going forward. I think the kingdom will have a hard time on the world stage. They're an important ally, but when it comes to the crown prince, he's irrational, he's unhinged, and I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, and I have no intention of working with him ever again. It's clearly this guy's a wrecking ball when it comes to the Middle East and a relationship with the United States. And I hate to say that because I had a lot of hope for him for being the reformer that Saudi Arabia needs. But that ship has sailed as far as Lindsey Graham's concerned.
Saad naman ni Adam Schiff na imposibleng pinatay ang journalist at kritiko ng pamahalaan ng Saudi na hindi nalalaman ng prinsipe.
And it is certainly testing the proposition that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Iran is an enemy. Saudi Arabia is important in pushing back against Iran. That doesn't make Saudi Arabia a friend. Our friends don't murder journalists.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.